America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be with us today from 8 o'clock to 10 a.m. Central Time. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things, including Mr. Bush granting the presidency extraordinary powers. Dr. Corsi talks about this in terms of a new post at WorldNet Daily, which you can find if you turn to WND.com. I'll be saying more about this executive order shortly. Larry Chin also has a piece on this same executive order issued by Mr. Bush, and it's entitled New Presidential Directive Gives Bush Dictatorial Power. You can find it at globalresearch.ca. A couple of other interesting items today. Nazem Royah has an interesting post, again at globalresearch.ca, entitled The Globalization of Military Power, NATO Expansion. That particular piece is a very, very fine example of how the American right was suckered into supporting something that allegedly involved the protection of Western Europe from Soviet communism that has subsequently become a very, very significant piece in the puzzle in regard to a globalist military power and a globalist military force that is in the business of doing a series of things that would seem to suggest that a global police force in the interest of the promotion of a world government is inextricably tied up with what we used to know as the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. F. William Engdahl also has a very fine piece today at globalresearch.ca. That one is entitled China and USA, A New Cold War Over Africa's Riches. And then, of course, there is an op-ed piece that is well worth your time at lourockwell.com, written by Paul Craig Roberts, entitled Will Republicans Destroy Themselves Before They Destroy America? Dr. Roberts goes on to say that, as everyone except for a dwindling band of Bush supporters now knows, the U.S. is in a terrible situation in Iraq from which it cannot extract itself. For Bush and Cheney, their own pride and delusion are more compelling than U.S. casualties, the destruction of Iraq and its people, and the inflaming of sectarian strife and anti-American violence throughout the Middle East. Congress is complicit in the great strategic blunder, according to Paul Craig Roberts. Republican flag wavers led Americans like lemmings into the abyss. The Democrats have already abandoned the electorate that gave them control of Congress 6 months ago in the false hope that the Democrats would corral the White House moron and lead America out of the abyss. Like the Republicans, the Democrats serve the few special interest groups that benefit or believe that they benefit from the war. By now, we all know who these groups are: the oil industry, the military-industrial complex, and the Israeli lobby, known as the American-Israel Political Action Committee. This contrived war, based on lies and deception, serves no other interest. There is no longer any question whatsoever, not a single sliver of doubt, that Americans were deceived into this disastrous war. The President of the United States lied to the American people, as did the Vice President, the National Security Advisor, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, the Undersecretary of Defense, as well as every neoconservative in the Bush administration, think tanks, and media. The fact that the American people were lied to and deceived does not absolve them from blame. The lie was transparent, the logic non-existent, the true facts available and easy to discover. America failed because the American people failed. The American people failed because their self-righteousness and their hubris made them easy saps for deception. Even now, after 5 years of a disastrous policy, Republicans cannot accept the facts about the U.S. invasion and failed occupation of Iraq. At the recent debate between Republican presidential candidates in Carolina, and of course Paul Craig Roberts has debate in quotation marks, U.S. Representative Ron Paul dared to tell the truth. Representative Paul said that our difficulties in the Middle East are blowback from our government's determined attempts to exercise hegemony over the Middle East. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be with us this morning at right around 8 a.m. Stay tuned.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing. And no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Jerome Porcy will be with me and will be with the listeners at right around 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. Dr. Corsi's been, of course, writing about a lot of things in recent times at WorldNet Daily. Some deal with foreign policy, with things related to both Iran and Israel. He's had an awful lot to say about the North American Union and the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership arrangement for North America. Dr. Corsi had an absolutely dynamite piece some days ago linking Rudolph Giuliani to the NAFTA superhighway. Giuliani's firm, based in Houston, has been making not thousands but millions of dollars representing foreign clients who are interested in getting in on the cash that's available when it comes to this whole business of the NAFTA superhighway and the whole issue of collecting tolls. And these names that keep coming up include especially the Cintra Company of Spain and the Macquarie Company of Australia. You see them being listed in terms of the I-69 highway up in Indiana. You see their names coming up in regard to collecting tolls at the Chicago Skyway. And now, of course, with the so-called NAFTA superhighway in the process of coming together, you'll see an absolute expansion of I-35 between San Antonio and Dallas, with what I understand will be four additional lanes in each direction. And it's a part of a total system that's going to go from Lorenzo Cardenas in Mexico all the way up through the I-35 corridor of Texas into Kansas City, Missouri, and Duluth, Minnesota, and ultimately into Canada. But, of course, when it comes to collecting tolls from this superhighway, you're looking at a couple of different foreign consortiums whose names always seem to pop up in regard to these issues. And Mr. Giuliani has some very, very interesting economic and political links to these foreign companies, which again begs the question, who owns Rudolph Giuliani? Quite clearly, when it comes to Mr. Giuliani, there are certain economic interests and political interests that are always traceable to him. And one of those, among many, is the Israeli lobby. But then we see it at a more basic level, just in terms of the sheer cash that is available to his law firm through these foreign firms that want to become toll collectors on American roads. Not a very pretty picture. And getting back just for a second to Paul Craig Roberts' op-ed that at lewrockwell.com today entitled, "Will Republicans Destroy Themselves Before They Destroy America?" Dr. Roberts reminds us once more that Rudolph Giuliani has an entire history that is completely sordid. Obviously, there is an ideological context to Giuliani's exchange with Ron Paul the other night in the Fox presidential debates, but there's also something even more basic with Rudolph Giuliani, and that is that when you look at his career as a federal prosecutor, he was involved in harassing and going after innocent people, trying to get them on technicalities and to persecute members of their families and so forth through harassment from federal marshals and so forth and so on, and doing so in conjunction with media campaigns that Mr. Giuliani was conducting through the Wall Street Journal, among other organs of opinion in the American Northeast. This is an ugly picture that Paul Craig Roberts gives us of Rudolph Giuliani, and it suggests that this is a man whose desire for power is absolutely unbridled. And if he were to be elected as President of the United States, we would find very quickly that this is a gentleman who would utilize the reins and power of government in new ways that accentuate the dangerous tendency that we already have toward chief executives who want dictatorial power. That then leads us into something I'll take a look at in just a little bit this morning before Dr. Corsi comes on, and I'll ask him a question or two about it since he's written about it himself, and that is this new presidential directive that gives Mr. Bush dictatorial power. The whole business of the executive order. You know, some years ago I attended a conservative caucus gathering in Washington, D.C., and that was, I believe, at the old press club there in downtown Washington. Howard Phillips, in this particular instance, had put together a symposium that was dedicated, among other things, to examining the whole history of presidential executive orders in the United States. It is a fascinating thing to go back and to take a look at this. For all of the executive orders that have ever been issued, we can break them down in terms of chief executives and topics and the kinds of powers that were assumed by American chief executives. And properly understood, as Howard Phillips explained it years ago at the Conservative Caucus headquarters, you have a circumstance where in an ideal world, the executive order is nothing more than an administrative order which is utilized to, in good faith, put together a concrete plan of action to implement something that has been passed by Congress. However, when you look at the whole history of executive orders as they have been issued and utilized by a series of American chief executives, we discover very quickly that the executive order in many instances is nothing more than a usurpation of power on the part of an American chief executive at the expense of Congress, at the expense of the Constitution, at the expense of the American people. And certainly Larry Chin's post today at globalresearch.ca, something that Dr. Corsi also talks about at WorldNet Daily, is a very, very disturbing development and one that we will get back to a little bit later on this morning in examining these articles, both by Dr. Corsi as well as by Larry Chin. And then, of course, when Jerome Corsi does come on the show, this is going to be one of the topics that we zero in on, is the whole business of what is in this new presidential directive, What powers does it give, Mr. Bush? Ted Pike sends something today to me and to many of you who subscribe to the National Prayer Network news service. It's entitled, The New Right Trounces the Speech Control Bill. Ted goes on to say that last week an American Jewry mobilized to pressure passage of the federal hate bill. As that was going on, the bill's momentum in the Senate slowed to a stop. It's likely liberal Jewish advocacy and homosexual groups wanted time to pressure the president to renege on his promise to the evangelical right to veto the bill. Senate Bill S-1105 is now stalled in judiciary. It faces no proposed hearings or schedule for floor action. Meanwhile, the legislative scene in Congress was full of fireworks. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and Pelosi Democrats in the House remain determined to cripple right-wing conservative grassroots activism. Last Tuesday, they attempted to rush new grassroots restricting legislation through the House Judiciary Committee. The Me and Shea Bill, H.R. 2316, would require extensive quarterly reports from Christian and conservative organizations, possibly including churches. 501c3 nonprofits involved in influencing public policy would have to report all contributions and names of contributors to the government on penalty of huge fines. Thanks to calls to action, primarily by Focus on the Family and Family Research Council, thousands of messages of protest deluged the House. Dr. Dobson reported his organization hand-delivered 130,000 signatures to the judiciary on Tuesday. The audacity of H.R. 2316 to needlessly expand federal control over nonprofits enraged not just conservatives, but even liberal activist groups like the Sierra Club. Their protest, plus that from Republicans in judiciary, were too much for veteran ADL lackey Chairman John Conyers. He allowed the most offensive portions of the May and Shea bill to be stripped. This gave freedom lovers a powerful victory in judiciary and preserved Americans' right to petition the government and mobilize politically at the grassroots level without facing the onerous reporting requirements and restrictions placed on federal lobbies. However, lovers of freedom should continue to protest to House members. The Democrats will doubtlessly attempt to reattach grassroots crippling language to the bill as it goes forward in the House. That could happen as early as Thursday. A new breed of fighting Republicans opposes all speech control and bias crimes legislation. Aggressive liberal legislation like the May and Shea bill may encounter more resistance than the Democrats bargained for. Such legislation also includes Henry Waxman's H.R. 984 that would require federal executive branch employees to record all conversations from concerned Americans. It also includes the, quote, Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act, or H.R. 808, which would establish a massive $8.4 billion a year liberal ministry of propaganda in America. In Ted Pike's opinion, the mood of controversy and resistance opposing such legislation is payoff for tens of thousands of Americans who have besieged Congress with protest for the past 4 months. But the need for vigilance does not end. Another Anti-Defamation League lackey and homosexual activist, Representative Barney Frank, recently induced ENDA, E-N-D-A, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, also known as H.R. 2015, into the House. This far-reaching and threatening legislation gives special rights to homosexuals in the workplace while depriving Christian employers of freedom of speech and of the right to hire or fire homosexuals because of moral objections. Critics especially object to ENDA granting men, quote-unquote, in transition from male to female, access to women's bathrooms and locker rooms. ENDA is must-pass legislation for Democrats and a must-defeat bill for patriots. While the hate bill waits in judiciary, it is vital that you protest ENDA and any new grassroots lobbying restrictions that might be added to the lobbyist reform bill soon to be voted on in the House. Call your House member now and do so toll-free at 1-877-851-6437. That's 1-877-851-6437. Toll or at 1-202-224-3121. That's Ted Pike today. His alert, the new right trounces the speech control bill. Let's stay alert, folks. We'll be back. Thank you.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back. This is Mark Anfaust, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Jerome Corsi will be with us shortly after 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We will be talking about all kinds of things with this fascinating man. Among many issues that come up with Jerome Corsi is the fact that his name frequently surfaces as a potential Constitution Party presidential candidate. If Wikipedia's encyclopedia article on Jerome Corsi is accurate, Howard Phillips has asked Jerome to run for the presidency of the United States on the Constitution Party line. That is something that we'll take up with him among many other areas and avenues of conversation this morning. And I tell you, when you look at the Constitution Party, clearly it will be a major opportunity for conservatives, one trusts, in the event that a neoconservative, pro-big government type wins the Republican nomination for president, which I assume is going to happen. Let's hang in there with Ron Paul, folks, in my judgment, and hang in with him as long as we possibly can, support him to the extent that we can. But if Dr. Paul does not get the Republican nomination, and of course most observers believe that he will not ultimately be the nominee, then for those of us who plan on voting in the presidential elections in 2008, and I know that there are many conservatives who are going to stay away from the polls, but for those who do vote, the Constitution Party will have, again, an opportunity to show its wares to the American public. One of the things that I want to ask Jerome Corsi about this morning is this whole business of foreign policy. It seems to me that the Constitution Party has some folks in it who have basically the Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan orientation in foreign policy. There are some other people who lean more toward a pro-Israel, pro-neocon position. And that's going to be something that the Constitution Party is going to have to iron out in the days ahead, or they're going to have their own difficulties with certainly attracting the types of conservative votes that would characterize what we would think of as the America First position. But we'll keep an eye on that story as it unfolds in months ahead. Also, keeping our fingers crossed that Ron Paul fools all of us, particularly me, and that he does better than we think he's going to do. I think it's absolutely critical at this stage of the game that we give Representative Paul whatever money we can afford to give him in regard to fighting the good fight. Let's hang in there with him. Let's give him all the support that we can give. Let's vote for him in these polls that keep coming up, establishment as well as non-establishment polls that are trying to put a finger on the pulse of what the Republican electorate is thinking. Let's give him our money. Let's volunteer for him to the extent that we have time to do that, because if Ron Paul is going to hang in this game, and if he is going to continue to nip at the heels of the Republican establishment, he's going to need not only money to run in regard to the media advertisements, he's going to need a precinct, county, state legislative district, and state and national organization that's viable in order for him to do well in these initial Republican primaries. I cannot emphasize that strongly enough. I'd say that that is, in fact, something that I know a great deal about because I went through this running for the United States Senate with the Constitution Party in 2000 in Delaware. When I got to Delaware, I discovered that the Constitution Party structure in that state was virtually non-existent. If you've never been in the state of Delaware, of course, it's a tiny state, especially in comparison to Texas. There are three counties in Delaware, and I discovered that Delaware has more foreign corporations registered there than in any other state in this country. That should suggest something about the powers that be that control politics in the state of Delaware. And as you look at the tiny landmass that is that state comprises, one would think that a third party would be particularly capable of putting together a grassroots organization to make up the difference in terms of the money deficiencies and the media coverage deficiencies. But when I got to Delaware, I discovered with the Constitution Party that our state organization there was virtually non-existent. And so what I had to do when I was running for the United States Senate there in that state 7 years ago now, I had to put together my own organization, and my own organization ended up consisting of about three people, two of the three of whom came to me very, very late in the game as far as my own campaign was concerned, and these folks did what they could for me in the days leading up to the general election. But when it came to the nuts and bolts of precinct, and county organization in that state, I didn't have the skeletal structure there to facilitate helping me in terms of getting out the vote drives or anything else. It just wasn't there. So I had to do my own in regard to just driving around and walking around every place that I could, doing my own doorbelling. I was my own press secretary. I was putting together my own policy position papers. Was doing it all myself. We cannot let Ron Paul be in that same position. Give him the money that he needs, folks. Get out there and volunteer for him, both in Texas and elsewhere. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio and RBN. We'll be back with Jerome Corsi at 8 a.m. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Mark Ancosh, America, coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Jerome Corsi will join us at right around 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We've got a ton of things to discuss with him. Constitution Party presidential politics, the Giuliani-Ron Paul controversy. We have Dr. Corsi's perspective on Iran and things atomic to talk about. He, of course, has published a book on that subject. We'll be speaking about the North American Union in the Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for North America. The whole issue of illegal immigration will come into the mix. Just many, many things that Jerome Corsi can address, and I want to give him an opportunity to speak from his heart on these matters, much as he does when you read his articles at WorldNet Daily. And if you turn to WND today, you will discover that there is an article there that discusses a new presidential directive that gives extraordinary powers, in the words of WorldNet Daily, to George Bush. I wanted to ask Dr. Corsi about this, with reference as well to what Larry Chin says at globalresearch.ca. Larry Chin's article is entitled, New Presidential Directive Gives Bush Dictatorial Power. what's in this executive order. That's among the things we'll chat about this morning with Dr. Corsi when he comes on. Getting back just for a second to Ted Pike's essay entitled New Right Trounces Speech Control Bill, you can't help, I think, when you read through Ted's article this morning, his alert, you can't help but understand a little bit about why nothing constructive ever seems to come out of the Congress in recent decades, because, frankly, some of the best people in the Senate and the House, to the extent that there's anybody like that left, Ron Paul clearly in the House is one. I'm not sure who we might pick in the Senate, but there is so much bad legislation, so many bad ideas out there, that the handful of decent people that are up there on Capitol Hill spend all their time just trying to kill bad bills and bad legislation and bad paper trails that are intended to spend your money and to increase taxes and to destroy your liberties. Now, to the extent that they have any success in killing some of these bad ideas and bad bills, that's great. But in so doing, there's such a blizzard of this sort of trash that's floating around up there on Capitol Hill that it seems to me that in constantly being involved in firefighting, the handful, sheer handful of people up on Capitol Hill that are involved in any meaningful sense in America First, pro-freedom, pro-populist legislation, that there's not much of a chance for those folks to put anything forth that is constructive on those fronts, simply because they're trying to kill all of the bad stuff that routinely is circulated up there on Capitol Hill in the relative committees. And that when you have something that gets as far as this hate crimes legislation, where it passes the House, and we're now in the Senate, 1105, according to Ted Pike, currently languishes in judiciary. Let's hope it stays there. As long as it stays there, we can breathe a temporary sigh of relief. But suffice it to say that the radical left in this country always has a means of coming back to us again with more legislation, more proposals, more draconian ideas that are designed to kill our freedoms, to globalize us, and to get us into more spending and more debt, and to destroy any semblance of constitutional government. If you go back through the Ted Pike News Alert this morning, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's S-1105, the hate bill, which in the Senate, thankfully, is presently languishing in the judiciary. Ted Pike mentions the Me and Shea H.R. 2316. That bill is a terrible piece of legislation that essentially would attempt to keep nonprofits out of the mix in terms of affecting public policy in any meaningful sense. It would have reporting requirements connected to it that would basically cause nonprofit organizations and individuals with very, very small grassroots political organizing power to have to meet federal reporting requirements in regard to contributions that would absolutely paralyze a lot of these people and basically put them out of business. So that's May and Shea, H.R. 2316. Henry Waxman's H.R. 984 is a really, really bad piece of legislation. Would require federal executive branch employees to record all conversations from concerned Americans. Then there's H.R. 808, the Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act. There's $8.4 billion a year that would be spent on a so-called liberal ministry of propaganda, using Ted Pike's words there. And then, of course, there's ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or H.R. 2015, that would give special rights to homosexuals in the workplace, while denying Christians the opportunity to exercise their own freedom of speech, and for those who own businesses to hire and fire homosexuals because of moral objections. When you look at the total package of this, S-1105, H.R. 2316, H.R. 984, H.R. 808, and H.R. 2015, this is a terrible package of ideas, a terrible package of bills. Hopefully all of this stuff goes up in smoke. But the point is that conservative activists spend so much time trying to stop this sort of thing that it is a major expenditure of resources and of time and of activist energy and so forth and so on, to the extent that it becomes almost impossible on the other side of the coin to put forth anything that's positive in either the House or the Senate that has an opportunity or has a possibility of passage that would actually facilitate freedom in this country. Every year, it seems, in regard to the legislative cycle, true conservatives find themselves just trying to beat back the worst ideas that come forth on Capitol Hill. And as Howard Phillips once put it, to lose incrementally. It's a very, very frustrating process to watch. We've been seeing it for years. And on an incremental basis, the left always seems to come back with more. Eventually, they get something that relates to their agenda. And over time, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, one looks back and can see just how much they have gained in regard to what they have been trying to do in regard to the globalization of this country, in regard to the collectivization of this country, in regard to the absolute destruction of what was the older Christian culture that, loosely speaking, undergirded the United States at one time. Once more, S-1105, H-R-2316, H-R-984, H-R-808, and H-R-2015, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, are examples in this instance of five pieces of legislation that we hope disappear from the face of the earth. But you know and I know that they'll be back, that we'll be fighting these battles on an ongoing basis. I think that that's good, but with the amount of this sort of thing that we have to fight on the other side of the ledger, it keeps us from putting forth a more constructive program, either in the House or in the Senate, that actually facilitates a return to freedom. We never seem to be able to turn back the clock on these things. We always find ourselves fighting the left in ways which may slow them down somewhat. And to the extent that Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network slowed these liberals down in regard to the agenda that they're trying to promote, that's great. But ultimately, in terms of incrementalism, I think it's abundantly clear that the left has won in some very, very meaningful ways, and will continue to fight for its agenda on an ongoing basis. And presumably with a Democrat Congress, they will, if they regain the White House in 2008, will put together a most draconian return to an expansion of the federal government and an expansion of globalism beyond that which we've seen even during the present-day lifespan of the Bush administration. Bush has done an absolutely awful job, it seems to me, in regard to a whole host of issues, not the least of which is his expansion of big government. George Bush has expanded the federal government above and beyond that which we have seen in any president since the time of Lyndon Johnson. That is a statistical fact. Depending on whose statistics you believe, Mr. Bush has had an across-the-board 25% to 35% increase in the size and scope of the federal government in these last 6 or 7 years. That is not a conservative record. That is a Rockefeller Republican's record, and it's an indication of the extent to which George Bush is a tool of the economic and political elite that has been destroying this country. But be that as it may, if we think about how bad it has been just under Bush and a Republican Congress, think of what the situation is going to be if in 2008 we have a Democrat Congress plus a new incoming Democrat president, whomever that might prove to be. Long the short of it is, does that then tell us that we must vote Republican at all costs simply to avoid having a Democrat elected? I don't think so. Rockefeller Republicanism is no alternative to a liberal Democrat agenda. They're one and the same. Sometimes one can argue that the Rockefeller Republicanism is actually worse than liberal Democratic thinking. But without getting into that debate too much this morning, it's certainly safe to say that I think conservatives are going to go into the fall of 2008 discovering that Ron Paul is not the Republican nominee and that there's nobody else out there other than Dr. Paul running who's at all acceptable to us as populist conservatives, constitutionally oriented conservatives. And therefore, we're going to have to look to someone and to some place for a political alternative to what the two major parties are giving us in terms of globalism and corporatism. And that may well boil down to the Constitution Party. And I say that hedging just a little bit, because there are, for me at least, in the area of foreign policy and the influence of the Israeli lobby, some important issues that are going to have to be addressed when it comes to the Constitution Party. I talked about this a little bit with Brian Malatesta when he was on this show. He is, of course, the head of the Constitution Party of Texas, a very fine young man, a lot of great ideas, great energy, a real vision for what he'd like to see happen both in this state as well as around the country. But in my chat with Brian, we got into this whole business a little bit about foreign policy as it relates to Israel. And certainly when you look at Alan Keyes on the one hand and Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul on the other, there is a great discrepancy between the constituencies that these factions represent. Those constituencies, it seems to me, are both to be found in the Constitution Party. And I think, for right now at least, the Buchanan-Paul foreign policy has more sympathizers within it than does the Keyes foreign policy within the Constitution Party. But this is not a settled issue, and it's something that's going to have to be clarified in the days ahead. Let's go to WorldNet Daily then. Mr. Bush grants the presidency extraordinary powers. Order for emergencies apparently gives authority without congressional oversight. According to WorldNet Daily this morning, President Bush has signed an executive order granting extraordinary powers to the office of the president in the event of a declared national emergency, apparently without congressional approval or oversight. According to Dr. Jerome R. Corsi in a WorldNet Daily column, the order was signed May the 9th without any announcement. Titled National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, it was issued with a dual designation of NSPD 51 as a National Security Presidential Directive and as HSPD 20 as a Homeland Security Presidential Directive. The order establishes under the Office of the President a new National Continuity Coordinator, whose job is to make plans for, quote, national essential functions, unquote, of all federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal governments, as well as private sector organizations, to continue functioning under the president's directives in the event of a national emergency. Catastrophic emergency, quote, unquote, is loosely defined as, quote, any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption, severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions, unquote. Corsi says the president can assume the power to direct any and all government and business activities until the emergency is declared over. The executive order says the assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, currently Francis Fragos Townsend, would be designated as the National Continuity Coordinator. Corsi says the executive order makes no attempt to reconcile the powers created for the National Continuity Coordinator with the National Emergency Act, which requires that such proclamation shall, quote, immediately be transmitted to the Congress and published in the Federal Register, unquote. A Congressional Research Service study notes the National Emergency Act sets up Congress as a balance and power to, quote, modify, rescind, or render dormant, unquote, such emergency authority if Congress believes the president has acted inappropriately. But the new executive order appears to supersede the National Emergency Act by creating the new position of National Continuity Coordinator without any specific act of Congress authorizing the position, according to Jerome Corsi. The order also makes no reference to Congress, and its language appears to negate any requirement that the president submit to Congress a determination that a national emergency exists. It suggests instead that the powers of the executive order can be implemented without any congressional approval or oversight. Homeland Security spokesman Russ Naki affirmed to Corsi the Homeland Security Department would implement the requirements of the order under Townsend's direction. The White House declined to comment on the order. Again, this is one of the things I want to talk to Dr. Jerome Corsi about this morning. And just so that we have these down in our notes, Mr. Bush's directive is entitled National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, or NSPD 51. And then there's National Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51, as a counterpart to a Homeland Security presidential directive entitled HSPD 20. So it's NSPD 51 and HSPD 20. And when we start talking about this executive order and what it does, it seems that in terms of the declaration of a national catastrophe or so-called catastrophic emergency, that is now totally left in the hands of the president. He can assume the power to direct any and all government and business activities until the emergency is declared to be over, presumably by the president. And the assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, Francis Fragos Townsend, would be designated as the National Continuity Coordinator. And again, all of this is aside from the National Emergency Act. That requires that such proclamation shall immediately be transmitted to the Congress and published in the Federal Register. That requirement's not there in this executive order. Is this but another instance of Mr. Bush moving the United States of America in the direction of a police state? We'll take that up with Jerome Corsi this morning in just a little while. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be with us in just a little while this morning. We have so many things to talk about with him in relationship to the Constitution Party, to the rumored prospective candidacy of Jerome Corsi for the presidency of the United States as a Constitution Party candidate. We want to talk about the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway, Rudolph Giuliani, and also things related to Dr. Corsi's book, Atomic Iran, where we want to get into what he believes about that country, what he thinks is an appropriate American foreign policy response to this quandary with Iran, and what he thinks of the Israeli lobby. I suspect that Jerome Corsi would not be in the same place on those latter subjects as I would be, but he's certainly a very entertaining, knowledgeable guest, and he is a major force in the American right, someone to be contended with in all circumstances, and it'll be fascinating to see how things play out in regard to this relationship between Jerome Corsi and the Constitution Party. Will he be their standard bearer in 2008? We don't have the answer to that yet, but I suspect he may well be. Howard Phillips has asked him to run, I understand, and there are a lot of folks in the Constitution Party who see in Jerome Corsi a guy with the intellectual clout and the academic substance and the name recognition to make them a force in 2008 when they dive into this presidential thing once more. These will be some of the things that we will talk about with him this AM. Also wanted to mention to you at Al Bawaba, the Middle East Gateway, which you can find in Amman, Jordan. Go to it at albawaba.com. You can also get to it off my links page. There's a new posting there for Mark Dankoff's America if you go to the Al Bawaba blogs. They have reformatted this for me in a very, very wonderful way. My picture's there now. They've posted a profile of me and have put a lot of my recent posts in the news with links on their page. And that includes a regular link to the Republic Broadcasting Network. So people throughout the Middle East who read Al Bawaba, known appropriately as the Middle East Gateway, that is based in Amman, Jordan, will see the Republic Broadcasting Network and hopefully will tune in. I wanted to read something of what Al Bawaba has posted about me. And it says as follows. Mark Dankoff is a broadcaster for the Republic Broadcasting Network. A member of the Taft-Buchanan wing of the Republican Party historically, his radio show and print op-ed productions for BATR's Columnist Guild and the American Free Press warn of the dangers of a takeover of the American Republic by the advocates of globalism, central banking, and world Zionism. He is a severe critic of the Bush administration's war on terror, the influence of Jewish neoconservatives on American foreign policy and culture, and the increasing utilization of American military might abroad as a first resort rather than the last. Like Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press, Dankoff represents a minority viewpoint within the American right wing in advocating an independent, autonomous Palestinian state and the serious curtailment of the domestic influence of the Israeli lobby and the government and news media of the United States. That's Al Bawaba talking about us today, both at the Republic Podcast and Mark Dankoff's America. They're in Amman, Jordan. You can find them at albawaba.com. And when we come back, we hope to have Jerome Corsi hooked up with us. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.